Hallelujah! I'll lift your hands to heaven, get another drink. Nothing worse than a straight Christian. You got to be drunk. You got to be drunk in the spirit. You know, people pay big money to go to bars and get drunk, but they get a hangover. But it's the wrong drunk. That's a demonic drunk. Did you ever drive by a bar that says food and spirits? They really ought to tell you the truth and say food and demons. Amen. Man, you turn on the lights when everything's dark and you can see them all. Praise God. Welcome to the house of the Lord. And it's not the house of the Lord until you come. Amen. Yes, the joy of the Lord is our strength, and in his presence is fullness of joy. So without his presence, you're miserable. I'm miserable without his presence. I hate being without the presence of God. When I sense that the presence of the Lord is lifted for some reason, for my training, I go lock myself up because I can hurt myself and somebody else. Why? Because the things you think in your words. You know what? When you're in the flesh, you're not in the spirit. Amen? When you're in the flesh, you're not in the spirit. And when you're in the flesh, you're dangerous. Physically dangerous. But when you're in the spirit, you're spiritually dangerous to the powers of darkness. So one of the things the enemy tries to do is keep you in the flesh. You know, one of the things the spirit has been sharing with me this morning, and in the area during worship, I had a vision, and in this vision, I saw people. There were certain people, and there was a group of individuals. There's actually three types of groups of people in the kingdom. There are those who are cold, there are those who are lukewarm, and those who are hot. And I saw the hot ones grabbing hold of the cold ones and the lukewarm ones, and they kept running away from them. And we kept telling them, come on, come on. And you know what? They didn't want to have anything to do with it. And the Lord said that there are those three types in my kingdom. And one of the reasons the delay of the Lord is because people are not ready. People aren't ready. There are still people dying and going to hell. But if he was to come right now, too many would go to hell. People aren't ready. They're still living for themselves. They're still in survival mode instead of surrender mode. People are not ready. And it is the cry of the Lord, get my people ready. Get my people ready. Man, you know what? I want to go home. I'm tired of this place. It's really disgusting. And one of the things that pained me the most is the sorrows of people. The children that are neglected, the children that are abused, you know, they're ones that paid the price. And most of them paid the price because of the stupidity of their parents and their lack of knowledge, their lack of staying on fire. They become lukewarm and complacent. Their fulfillment now is in how much money's in their pocket or how much material they have. Their fulfillment is in their accomplishments here on earth. And they're only building treasures on earth, but not in heaven. And there is a cry of the Lord, and he's saying, get my people ready, because I'm coming. And there's a time that he has already preset. He knows the day he can't go beyond, that he must come. There's a time. See, when the word says that he set boundaries and appointed times, these boundaries are set and appointed times are set, you know, not only for me and you, but for him. He would like to come sooner, but we're not ready. But there's an appointed time that he must fulfill his own word. And whether people are ready or not, he's going to be here on a specific moment. And whether you're ready or not, it doesn't matter then. It's over with. And once you give your last breath, who you serve at that moment is where you go. In the book of Revelations, as you turn to chapter 3, in verse 14, would you read it with me, please? Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Wow. That's a pretty intense state, isn't it? And because you say that I am rich and have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in fire, that you may be rich in white garments, and that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed in it. Anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. For as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. And you must step back and ask yourself, are you really zealous? Are you on fire for the Lord? Are you lukewarm? Are you cold? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. That's intimacy. And to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Again, these are three types of groups in the kingdom. They are in the kingdom now, but when the end comes, see, the word tells us that our name is not blotted out until we give up our last breath. Does everybody understand? It's when you give up your last breath whether your name stays in the book of life or is blotted out. Again, there's three groups. There's three types of sections, whatever you want to say. Cold, lukewarm, and hot. Everyone leads to a specific destiny. In other words, there's an end result of it all. And this is a result. Let me tell you one of the results of what. Why are people in these conditions? It's a heart problem. It's a heart problem. It's where the heart's at. Does everybody get it? It's a heart problem. It's a heart problem whether you're cold or you're lukewarm or you're hot. And that's up to you. You have a choice. And we must examine ourselves every single day and every moment in decision. Where do I stand? Am I really after God's heart? Am I really after God's heart? How much am I after his heart? Am I willing to do everything and anything I can? You know, joy comes from his presence, right? And the Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. One of the greatest things that bring us joy is to know that we're pleasing him. When we're not pleasing him, we know. And look good. If you don't know if you're pleasing him, then you're not. It's real simple. I don't know if I'm pleasing him. Well, then you're not. You know, go to Matthew 25. This is so powerful. I love the scripture. Hallelujah. Matthew 25. The kingdom of heaven shall be likened 10 virgins. These virgins are associated with believers who've been washed by the blood, who took their lamps and went out and met the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Why? Because they became lazy, complacent, and compromising. You know what happened to them? They fell asleep. See, that's one of the things that the enemy does. He gets people into a place where it's spiritual sleepiness. Slowly, they go into a coma state. They become cold. It's no longer desired, you know, we're to be zealous for his house. Why are we zealous for his house? Because we're zealous for his presence. Look how much more presence there is when we all come together. I mean, if you don't dig this, then there's something wrong with you. Hello? If you don't want to come together, you're lukewarm or stinking cold. We want to come together because we want to stay hot. I mean, we can turn the air conditioner off and get hot, but that's the wrong hot. We want to stay hot with the Lord. And one of the things that happened to these 10 virgins, 5 of them became sleepy. So they were led by how they felt, their circumstances. They were led by their influences of around them, you know. Bad company brings what? It messes up with your what? Good habits, right? They began to do too many things of the world, and the world began to exchange the things of God. So they come in and they come together and they'll sing a song and that's it. I did my duty. Oh, you didn't do anything. Because if you're not on fire, you didn't hit yet. You didn't connect. See, when there's a connection, there's a fire release. Does everybody got it? When there's a connection, there's a what? Fire release. Why? Because when two things ignite, it creates a what? Fire. That's why we're to connect. When we connect, we get on fire. We don't care. don't care what people think. Gonna declare Jesus no matter what. Want to walk and please him because that's life. See, there's another life beyond this one. And that's the life we want to walk into. And it says here, it says that in verse 5, but while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and what? Slept. They fell asleep. But at midnight, a cry was heard, and behold, the bridegroom was coming to go meet him. And those virgins arose, trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said to the wise, man, we need some of that oil. Well, man, you slept too long. You got lukewarm. But those were the other ones who were on fire. They knew what they had to do to maintain the oil. They had a reserve of oil. And while they went to go buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. And after the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, surely I say to you, I do not know you. I don't what? Know you. Man, that's a pretty intense thing, isn't it? Even the word tells us that many will come to him and say, Lord, I prophesied in your name. I cast out devils in your name. I did this. But you know what the word says? They were practicing lawlessness. See, people can move into gifts of the Spirit and still be not right with God. So never judge a person by the gifts. You judge them by the fruit. You know how you judge one? Judge somebody how they worship. You want to judge someone, see where they're at? Watch how they worship. You'll know whether they're lukewarm, cold, or hot. See, what's happening right now is there's a splitting. That's a three-way split, cold, lukewarm, and hot. People are gathering to where it's hot. People are gathering to where it's lukewarm. People are gathering to where it's cold now. It's separating. It's getting stronger. People with itchy ears are going to the places that please them because they're hanging with colders. They're hanging with those who are warm. And there are those who are hanging with those who are hot. See, when you become lukewarm, you want to get out of a hot place. We need to find another church. Why? I don't know. I just don't like this one. I just think it's, you're just blind. It's because your demons are being exposed. And God's trying to free you. But we have a tendency to run when we get exposed. You know, we should be embracing the fire of God, not running from it. We should be embracing it. But people have a tendency to run because they don't want to be exposed or they just don't feel like it. I just don't believe the Lord's called me to be hot. I'm telling you, that's what people think. God's called me to be cold. Cold as ice. James 4. Spiritual sleepers is what they've become. Hallelujah. You know, when you come out of the world, I know when, for myself, when I came out of the world, now, I can't come out of the world. The Lord took me out of the world. You and I can't do anything. What we need to do is grab hold of him. And when you grab hold of him, all kinds of things happen. And when the Lord began to take me, when he took me out of the world, one of the things I realized that my heart grieved because I said goodbye to mom, dad, brothers, sisters, friends. I realized that they were really not my family anymore. Because I was around hot, those who were hot. Those were my spiritual family now. But those were my family. See, I hung around with eternity. I was hanging around eternal lights. Amen? Not carnal nights. Eternal lights. Not carnality. Not lukewarm. Not cold. Why? Because what you hang around with will bring an impression and impartation to you. And then you'll find, oh, well, if they're doing it, it must be okay for me. Well, since they're lukewarm, it's okay for me. Well, since they're cold, well, you know, I didn't see fire or lightning hit them. I guess it won't hit me either. Not yet. But we all stand before the Lord one day, won't we? See, but if you're hot, you stand before him every moment of your life. When you're lukewarm, you only stand before him occasionally. And when you're cold, you're just waiting to go home to stand before him, and it's too late. But when you're hot, you stand before him all day long. He's always there. No matter what you do, you know he knows every thought. He knows every word. Repentance is always on the tip of your tongue because you're hot. And you want to maintain a hotness. Why? Because that's an intimacy. Fire likes fire. In James 4 and verse 7, would you read it with me? Therefore what? Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you what? Double-minded. double-minded. That's lukewarm. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. He will lift you. So there's this area where we're to submit to God. Let me tell you something. You can't submit to God if you're lukewarm. You'll submit to Him when you feel like it, but you won't always submit to Him. See, this is a different arena. These are three groups. That's why there's three wills, good, acceptable, and perfect. There's three chambers in a tabernacle. Outer court, holy place, most holy place. The most holy place is hot. People in the lukewarm are double-minded. They're unstable. They're not consistent. You can't trust them. They say one thing and do another. In Proverbs 3. Why? Because they're spiritual sleepers. And you hang around with them, you're going to fall asleep too. There is a cry of the Lord, and that is to awaken these individuals as much as possible. You know, I was taken in the spirit one day and had a vision that I was, and I've shared this before, that the Lord brought me to a college. And I was in this convertible car driving. It was an old 50-something Buick. It was red and white, beautiful. And there were people in the back seat going, yeah, and I'm going to this college to go witness people. Went down this hill into this college and parked the car, realized that people that were in my back seat were dead people that were praising and worshiping the Lord with me. In fact, some of them were my old relatives going, go for it. I'm thinking, whoa. And I got out of the car and I walked into the college and there were students all over outside around these benches and stuff. And I began to go up to them and I started shaking them, telling them, he's coming. And they were like zombies. People watch these zombie movies because they're zombies. They're dead. They're living dead. They're not alive. They're cold. They're outside. They're not walking with the Lord. But that's what I saw. They were like zombies all over. Everybody was like dull. Huh? Oh, they were very intellect, but stupid. And I was shaking them, saying, he's coming. Come on, wake up. And nobody could. It was like nobody was paying attention at all. And I finally got on my knees and I began to cry. And I was saying, Father, wake them up. And I woke up. And it grieved my spirit. And this was years ago, and it's still going on. It's still happening. People are still falling asleep. People are still being taken out who started off hot. They're now cold. In Proverbs 3 and verse 1, would you read it with me? My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my what? Command, let your heart keep. For length of days and long life and peace, they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust. Come on, read this with me. Verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Listen, you can't trust in the Lord with all of your heart if you're not hot. You can say it all day long and still go do your thing. Oh, I trust the Lord. And 2 minutes later, you're out doing the same stupid stuff. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. These are hot people. And lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, what? Acknowledge Him. And He shall direct your path. Well, look at, there's a lot of people that acknowledge the Lord, but they don't obey Him. Pray, but don't obey. I remember the Lord shared it with me one day. He says, you know, many come to me and pray, but they don't obey when I release the answer to them. Why? Because they're not hot. It's a whole nother chamber. It's a whole nother place of life being hot. Let's go a little further. Is everybody okay? Verse 7. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Hello. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be what? Health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Trust with all of your heart. You cannot. You can't. Unless you're hot. And the only way you're going to stay get hot is to hang in the tabernacle. Why? Because that's where the fire was, wasn't it? Isn't that where the cloud of glory was? You must be attached to the tabernacle or you can't maintain hot. You'll be lukewarm and become cold. In Matthew 12. And you'll become a sleeper. Matthew 12. Is everybody there? Verse 29. I think. Let's start at 25. And what does it say? And Jesus what? Knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will what? Not stand. What's the enemy trying to do? Get you divided, isn't he? So you what? Can't stand. And if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, then by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man? And then he will plunder his house. He who is not with me is against me. And he who does not gather with me scatters what? Abroad. In other words, listen, the kingdom of God is manifested in us and through us in the arena that we are hot. What do we want? When you're hot, you don't want anything that's unclean. You don't want anything that's going to defile you. You don't want anything that's going to contaminate you. You want to burn it out. You don't like to associate with demons, so you cast them out. Hello. Some of us have demons floating in our home like it's okay. Yeah, it's, to them, it's a hotel. Nothing but arguing, disruption, hatred, grumbling, accusing. All of these things are feeding demons. Accursed items in homes. What does the devil do? Comes to steal, kill, and destroy. If those any of these three is happening in your home, that's because there's open doors of demonic activity. And where there's an open door, it's because usually because the people are not hot. They're lukewarm or cold. Because what happens is a person goes into sleepiness, spiritual sleepiness. They're no longer awake. They're no longer sensitive. They become dull. They're no longer discerning. They just put up with things. They put up with demons instead of remove them. Look at Daniel. You know, think about this. What was the first commandment Jesus said? He said, love the Lord your God with what? All of your heart. All of your mind, all of your soul, all of your strength, all of your heart. Again, people fall into spiritual sleepiness and become lukewarm and cold because it's a heart problem. In Daniel chapter 10, sleepers don't recognize time or seasons. They don't recognize the influence of what's manipulating them. They no longer maintain the fear of the Lord. They don't even recognize judgment day. The only thing that moves them is they are dictated by their emotions, worldly emotions. In Daniel chapter 10, is anybody there yet? Good. In verse 11, let's start at verse 10. And suddenly a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and in the palms of my hands. And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. Then he said to me, don't fear, Daniel, for from the what? First day that you what? Set your heart to understand and to what? Humble yourself. Before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. Some of us are still waiting on an answer from the Lord. We're still waiting for something to happen. Maybe those things aren't happening because you're really not setting your heart to understand. Maybe you're really not humbling yourself. Maybe your lack of connection to the tabernacle is keeping you lukewarm or cold. People become religious, see, because they allow intellect to overtake the spirit. Oh, I know this stuff. I even teach it. Believe me, I know there's a lot of Bible teachers out there that are so carnal and cold, it's ridiculous. When I find out that they're teachers, my spirit grieves. They got no right declaring the word of God when they're cold. Proverbs 4. We are finding more and more separation, more and more division, more and more. People are going to these areas of lukewarm, cold, and hot. In verse 20, would you read it with me, please? My son, give attention to my words and incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. In other words, keep them. Listen, if it's in your heart, you see it. You see it. Keep them in your what? Eyes. Keep them in the midst of your what? heart. So I want you to understand something, that eyes and heart are connected. For they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with what? All diligence. For out of it springs the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth and put perverse lips far from you. Let me tell you, there are people that speak things that they know they shouldn't. People cuss, curse, because they're cold or lukewarm. Verse 25, let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or to the left and remove your foot from evil. Why? Because you have a heart desiring to please God. And you know that when you're pleasing Him, you walk in joy. There isn't any greater joy to know that you please your dad. Oh, hallelujah. In Matthew 13, oh, it's good to hear the pages flying on a Sunday morning. Verse 14, and in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, hearing you will hear and shall not what? Understand. And seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of these people have what? Grown dull. Why? They become spiritually sleepy. Again, this is what the enemy wants to do, so that you are not sensitive to the influence of demonic influence. You are now exchanging eternal wisdom for carnal wisdom. For the hearts of this people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, and that I should what? Heal them. See, but they don't know it. They do know it in one aspect, but they refuse to do it. They know what's actually right. They know what's right, but they refuse to do it. Look it. Go to James 3, I think it is. James 4. James 4, I like this. James chapter 4. We're going to go back to Matthew 13, but I wanted to go here. Can I do that? Thanks. James 4, is everybody there? Good. In verse 17, I think it is. Yes, no. James 4. Ooh, whoa. Good one. I like this. James chapter 4. Let's start with verse 13. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in verse 3. James 4, 17. Let's go there. Therefore, to what? Him who what? Knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is what? Sin. So if you know what you're supposed to do and choose not to do it, what is it? Sin. And sin is the presence of evil, isn't it? Amen. So when we know what to do, we know we're supposed to assemble, we know these things, but yet we refuse to do them. So in that, it is called sin. You mean I'm sinning because I'm not in fellowship? Yes. It's the word says, you are a sinner because you're not in fellowship. You are allowing the demonic forces to influence your life, and you're becoming lukewarm and cold and losing the hotness for the Lord. And you're not one with Him anymore. Now go back to Matthew 13. Hallelujah. Is everybody okay? Praise God. In verse 16 it says, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For assuredly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desire to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. Therefore hear the parable of the what? Sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who receives seed by the wayside. Who comes and steals it? The devil. So who wants to steal you from being hot? The enemy. So he's going to do everything he can to prevent you from being hot for the Lord, for being zealous for the Lord, for being on fire for God. Man, you know, you go out there, I know every one of us runs into somebody, and man, you can tell what group they're in already, what sector they live in, cold, lukewarm, or hot. If you're cold, you'll be drawn to one another. If you're lukewarm, you'll be drawn to one another. But if you're hot, you'll be drawn to one another. That's what we call kindred spirits. Oh, hallelujah. The devil comes to steal because individuals allow it to be taken because of the compromise, complacency, and laziness, falling into this place where they become asleep, spiritual sleepers. The word tells us where our treasures are laid up is where our heart is. So what are you spending all of your time doing? I mean, what do people do on Fridays and Tuesdays and Sundays? I mean, what do? Are they washing their cars? Are they working till all hours of the night? Are they putting everything before God and not staying on fire? Are you going to try and explain that to the Lord when we get home? Let me see. Well, Lord, you know, I was really busy. Well, that's nice. I'm glad that you put other things before me. But Lord, you know, no. There is no excuse. None. We have no excuses. Amen? James chapter 3, while we were just close to it. Some people believe that you can just fellowship once every other month, and you're okay. Once a month. Most people can't survive on once a week. James 3, let's read it together. In verse 13. Who is what? Wise and understanding among you. Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. That's called making excuses. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and what? Demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But if the wisdom that is from above is first what? Pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality or without hypocrisy. It's a person that's walking in joy. That's a person that is content in the presence of God, fulfilled in God's presence, walking on fire. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who what? Make peace. Oh, hallelujah. In Mark chapter 7. You wanted to hear the truth, right? Good. Well, the Spirit guides us all truth, doesn't he? Amen. Mark 7 and verse 5. Would you read it with me? Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, why do your disciples not walk according to the traditions of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? Man, these guys were as cold as ice. And he answered and said to them, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, hypocrites, as it is written. You know, there are people that the only thing they do is they look at everybody else's garbage so they can compare it to their own garbage. And if they see that their garbage is worse than theirs, they feel good. If their disobedience is worse than their disobedience, they feel better. It says, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men, the washing of pitchers and cups, and many other such things you do. And he said to them, all too well you reject the commandment of God that you may keep your tradition. For Moses said, honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, if a man says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a Corban, that is a gift to God, then you no longer let him do anything for his father or his mother, making the word of God of no effect through your tradition, which you have handed down, and many such things you do. Again, many people draw to him, but honor him with words. Lips, flappers. It's like people that speak while they're sleeping. Flappers, but the heart is far from them. Amen? Ephesians chapter 5. You know, the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Feed off of his faithfulness. See, there's a relationship in the Lord where there's fire. You know, when you're in the fire, nothing can touch you because it burns. But you don't. Because in the fire, there's life for me and you. But it's death for everything else. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 6, would you read it with me, please? Let no one what? Deceive you with what? Empty words. For because of those things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as what? Children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose them. Expose them. Well, man, if you can't expose your own darkness, God's going to use somebody else too, because you're not listening to Him. Verse 12. For it is shameful to even speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things are exposed, are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says what? Awake. Awake, you who what? Sleep, spiritual sleepers. Arise from the dead. Wow. He looks at them as dead because they're cold or lukewarm. Life is in the fire. What appeared to Moses? Ice? No, fire. Doesn't it say that his ministers are what? Flames of fire. Awake, you who sleep. Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time because of what? Days are what? Evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And don't be what? Drunk with wine. Oh, I only have a glass now and then. And then it leads to another. 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 Then the wine leads to harder alcohol. And then it brings you back to lukewarm. Then it brings you back to cold. You might as well put the cross bones and the skull on it now and just do not be drunk with wine in which dissipation, but be filled with the what? Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. And where are you going to get filled with the Holy Spirit? In the tabernacle. In the tabernacle. That's where the fire and the cloud is. Where? In the tabernacle. Oh, I don't need that. I'm okay. I'm content with lukewarm. Well, you stay there. Because when the enemy attacks, he's going to have access to you. But he can't penetrate the fire of God. Why do you think Jesus talked about being baptized in fire? Then you got to stay oiled up, right? You got to stay filled with the oil so that you're on fire. And when you're on fire, nothing can touch you. And when you're miserable, it's because God's testing you. Man, I'm miserable today. And I just got done worshiping. There's a test. He's just checking you out. Sometimes he wants you to realize because we've become comfortable. You know, we've lost what it's like to be miserable because we're always in joy and in fun and fire. And we've lost what it was like. We begin to lose respect for it and gratefulness. We begin to lose the area of gratitude, and our attitudes begin to show it. And when we realize that, we're like, man, Lord, I can't live this way. If I'm not going to live without your presence here, you can just take me home. But you see, some people are willing to live without his presence. I hope not. We can't survive without his presence. Amen? Look at, so don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, always giving, verse 20, what? Giving thanks, what? Always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus, submitting to one another in the what? Fear of the Lord. James 1. And then I have one more scripture, God willing. I'm not going to be bound to that. I never know what's going to come next. But he always meets me when we finish. James chapter 1, verse 21. Would you read it with me? Therefore what? Lay aside all filthiness, overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in the mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he saw. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and what? Continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. If any among you thinks he's religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is what? Useless. Useless. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, and what? Keep oneself what? Unspotted from the world. I'm going to close at Romans chapter 1. Spiritual sleepers. In verse 18, let's read it together. It says, for the wrath of God is revealed from what? From heaven. Romans 1, verse 18. Romans 1, verse 18. Why? Because this is going to be the end result, isn't it? There are those who are going to be lukewarm, who God's going to spit out. There are going to be those who are cold, who are going to end up burning. And those who are hot, who are already burnt. See, you can't kill something that's already dead. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without what? Excuse. We're without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God. In other words, again, one of the greatest things that you can glorify God is through worship. Not by word service. Worship. I mean, I've run into a lot of people who can just quote scripture. Boy, they can quote scripture like crazy. Intellect. But you realize that the scriptures they're quoting, and you begin to see the heart behind the scriptures, and it's cold. So they only utilize the scripture to attack. Does everybody understand that? Or to receive for themselves. To attack others, receive from themselves, because they're out of order themselves. And they'd rather expose someone else and not be exposed themselves. Not realizing that the scriptures are exposing them, but they're because they're so dull, they can't receive it. They're so religious and blinded and prideful, because pride is the biggest blinder of all things. They can't receive it themselves. They're quoting scriptures that are exposing them. Verse 21, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to become wise, they were what? Became fools. And changing the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness and the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. So we need to get a check. We need to be tested, find out whether we're lukewarm, hot, or cold. And if you don't know, ask somebody you do know, and they'll tell you. So I encourage you to do that today. Ask somebody if you don't know, if you're cold, lukewarm, or hot, ask them and find out. And if you're not in that place, I suggest you get into that place. Amen? Jesus was zealous for the house of God. He was on fire, and we need to be on fire and maintain that fire. Amen? Or else what happens? You become a spiritual sleeper. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Lord, your word won't return void. So I'm asking, Lord, for counsel, correction, direction, and conviction to each and every one of us. Every one of us here has fallen short. And Lord, in those areas that we have fallen short and fallen into lukewarm or cold, we ask for your forgiveness and repent. And that you'd restore us to the place of being hot and on fire for you, that we may carry this fire and others will see this fire and will spread. Lord, I pray we become Holy Ghost arsonists and spread this fire of your glory and your love and your truth. Lord, that all the garbage can be burnt out and the purity of your character can be established, that we may have a pure heart and clean hands and in true fellowship with you. In Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said amen.